Peter Mukuria. I'm calling in from Red Onion State Prison here in Virginia. So I'm calling in regards to my dear friend, who I recently learned passed away. So last November, at the beginning of the month, I spoke to a comrade and a great close friend of mine, whom I spoke to quite often. So she was on her way back from the hospital, and instantly I inquired about what was wrong and was she okay. She started to tell me that she wasn't feeling well, so she went to the hospital to be checked out and to have some tests done. But the doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong, and she was telling me this. I started to cry, and I immediately became alarmed. I tried to comfort her, but her being the selfless self, she attempted to shift the conversation onto me by asking me how I was doing. And I wouldn't let her switch the topic this time because I knew something was seriously wrong that she wasn't disclosing to me. Yes, she continued to tell me not to worry. We concluded the call, as we did on any other call, by saying, I love you, talk to you soon. I then mailed her a get well phone card. I tried calling her a week later, no answer. I sent her an email, no answer. This was unusual because in the 5 years I've known her, she always responded. I started thinking that perhaps she was with her family for the holidays. In January, I received the issue of San Francisco Bayview newspaper, and as I was reading it, I came across an essay titled Rebecca Hensley Memorial. So Rebecca L. Hensley was my dear friend who passed away. I was and still am in utter disbelief. I still call her, hoping that she'd answer. I still write her, hoping she'd respond. And that this was just one big mistake and nightmare. See, Rebecca was unique. She cared for others more than she cared for herself. And I used to tell her how much she needed to go on some kind of vacation and just take a break and just focus on herself. She was an advocate, a voice for the voiceless, a revolutionary, abolitionist, and just an incredible caring human being whom I was honored to have known and considered to be a comrade and a close friend. It was heartbreaking having to discover of her passing away from reading a newspaper, but had it not been for San Francisco Bayview newspaper, I probably still wouldn't know, or it would have took longer to find out. I dearly miss my friend Rebecca, the laughter, debates, conversations, jokes. She was inspiring, encouraging, and a fierce fighter. To know Rebecca is to love her. She is that amazing. You know, I once heard something along the lines of some people come into our lives and their footprints quickly wash away. But others leave footprints and we're forever changed by their presence in our lives. Undoubtedly, Rebecca's footprints will always be in my heart. You know, though Rebecca is no longer with us, we have truly gained a guardian angel. Upwards and onwards will have Rebecca concluded every letter and email. So as I conclude this commentary, I'll conclude with the words of my dear friend, Rebecca L. Hensley. Upwards and onwards. I love you, Rebecca. You're dearly missed. Your friend, your brother, your comrade, Pitt. I thank you for listening. Thank you for the time.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.